We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amid Yomei Hilchos Shabbos. We begin at Siman Resh Ayin Beis Al Eze Yain Mekachim. Upon which wine should one make Kiddush? Sif Aleph. Ein Mekachim Al Yain Shereicho Ra Af Al Gav Derecho Vetamei Chamra. One should not make Kiddush on wine which smells bad, even if it smells and tastes like wine. If it has a bad smell, one should not make Kiddush on it. Velo al yayin megula, one should not make kiddush on wine which had been sitting uncovered. Afilu ha'itnin delopa kabdinan agilui. Even in our time, when the mechaber says that we are no longer machbid on gilui, on liquids which were remained uncovered, we still should not make kiddush on such wine. The Rama adds, ve'im mekachin al yayin derech echamer v'tamei chala, one should also not make kiddush on wine which smells like wine but tastes like vinegar. The Mishnah Berurah says that these wines are not permissible for Kiddush, even b'di'eved. The psul for these wines is because of the pasuk of Hakrivehu na l'fechasecha. It should be wine which is ro'i for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore it should not be wine which smells bad. As well, the Mishnah Berurah explains that even though we are not makbid on gilui anymore because there is no longer a concern of snakes being found in the liquids, since we don't really have snakes which are so common around us, it is still usher because of this pasuk of Hakrivehu na l'fechasecha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it was only uncovered for a short amount of time, which he doesn't really explain what that short amount of time is, however, if the wine had only remained uncovered for a short amount of time, as long as that being uncovered did not affect the taste or the smell, one would be allowed to make kiddush on it. The Kaf HaChaim says that even if one is makbid on gilui, that is only true if it is left out and uncovered. However, if a bottle of wine or something of that sort is left uncovered in a fridge or a cabinet, that is not considered to be gilui, because the cabinet or the fridge itself acts as the covering for the wine. Sif Beis, Yain Migito Mikachin Alav. Wine which was freshly squeezed is permissible to make kiddush on it. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's miso min hamufcher to use yain yashan, old wine, meaning that it has been already 40 days since it was squeezed. Continuing the Mechaber, v'socher adam eshkol shalanavim v'omer alav kiddush hayom. You are allowed to squeeze grapes yourself into a cup and make kiddush upon that. For those of you who may think that this doesn't apply nowadays, I happen to know someone who does this himself, squeezes grapes into a cup Erev Shabbos and makes kiddush on that. Shlomo Zalman Orbach points out that even though this type of juice would seem to not be meshaker, it does not have any alcohol content yet, since it hasn't fermented at all, and the Gemara implies that one needs some sort of alcohol content to be yotze the kiddush, Shlomo Zalman explains that since it is roi to become alcoholic if you were to let it sit, then even now it is good. And some apply the same explanation and the same logic to the permissibility of using grape juice for kiddush as well. Sif Gimel, Mekachin al Yain Shebefi Hachaves Afal Pishi Yeshbo Kimachin. You are allowed to make kiddush on wine which is at the entrance to the chavis, even though it still has some sediment with it. The Rama says, V'yesh Oser Nal Kadesh Alav Al Yisan Notchila Lahavir Kimachin. Some say that it is Oser to make kiddush on this wine because of this sediment, and therefore you have to filter out the sediment before you make kiddush on it. V'al yayin shebeshulei hachaves, afal pi sheyesh bo shemarim, v'al yayin shachor, v'al yayin masok, v'al yayin derech chala v'tamei chamra. As well, it is permissible to make kiddush on wine which is at the bottom of the barrel, and black wine or sweet wine, and even on wine which smells like vinegar and tastes like wine. And we call makom mitzvah liver yayin tov l'kaddish alav. However, l'chatchila, it is best to make kiddush on the finest of wines. Sif Dalid, mekachin al yayin lavan, v'haramban, ha'aramban, post lo l'kiddush afilu b'di'evet, avam avdilin alav. The mechaber starts with the shita that is permissible to make kiddush on white wine, not only red wine. However, the Mechaber brings Ramban, who says that one is not allowed to make kiddush on white wine, even b'di'evet, but it is allowed to be used for Havdalah. U'minag ha'olam kisvar rishona. The minag is that it is permissible to use yayin lavan, white wine. The Mishnah Berurah points out that according to everyone, l'chatchila, it is best to use red wine, as this is the better wine. However, if one does not have red wine, or the red wine is not as good as the white wine, then this daya would allow one to use white wine. However, the Ramban would not allow you to use white wine in any situation. On Shabbos morning, it is possible that even the Ramban would permit the use of white wine, assuming that it has a din of Chamer Medina, which we will see later on, is what is allowed to be used for Havdalah and Kiddush on Shabbos morning, even though one is not allowed to use it on Friday night. So therefore, l'chatchila, to be yotze all the opinions, it is best to use red wine. However, if the white wine is a finer wine, then it would appear that it would be permissible to use the white wine as well.